Hello, everyone. Today you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and today you are listening to the open mic show from 1 to 2 p.m., hosted by me, yours truly, Pariyaz Behi. Today, I was planning on talking about my work situation, but I will not do that. And instead, I'll talk more generally about working and starting in the workforce and feeling like a cog in the machine. I think, you know, for anyone, when you start working in sort of a bigger company or any company, actually, it can sometimes feel like you are just a number, and, you know, waking up at the same time every day and having to, you know, do like deal with like pleasantries and sort of like corporate lingo and things like that, for me has been kind of a weird transition. And it's not something that I particularly enjoy. And so I've been thinking a lot about what my path is. And I think a lot of people, I am a Gen Zer, I think a lot of people in this generation feel very similarly. And that's why a lot of people take unconventional job routes, like doing social media and sort of doing like freelancing and doing work where they don't depend on somebody else to pay them, and they are not bound by responsibilities that other people put on them. They can, you know, make those decisions for themselves. And that's something that in a country like Canada, a lot of people are very fortunate to be able to have access to an option like that. You know, it's definitely not easy, but it is possible. And it makes me think, you know, am I going to have to do that? I want to have an easy life. Like, you know, I don't want to have to grind. I think that's why, you know, this kind of path of like, okay, I'm going to join a company that, I can do my work in and then clock out and not have to think about it is appealing, to a lot of people. And obviously the easiest option and the most viable option for most people, but I don't know. I mean, I have been working for a few months now at my co-op job, and I have just been realizing that this sort of work, this sort of environment is not for me. I, you know, want to work in a place where my creativity is valued, and I am Pariyaz first and foremost, and then I am an employee. And I think that that is obviously very difficult to find. And, you know, most people make those kinds of environments for themselves if they're not able to find it elsewhere. And I don't know, I've just been thinking a lot about what my future will look like once I graduate university, because, you know, it's been a long time coming, but it's approaching pretty quickly. In the next year and a half, I'll be out of SFU, and if I choose not to continue with graduate studies, which I'm at this point, I really have zero idea what I'm going to do with that. But I don't know if my ADHD will will cooperate with me in doing all of the application stuff and even wanting to continue in academia, because it's been a pretty hard road, pretty hard journey getting here. I think if that's not the case and I don't sort of do that, then I'm going to have to work, obviously. And it's just a hard pill to swallow that like this sort of work that is not very intriguing to me and doesn't, spark any of my passions, is most likely the kind of work that I'm going to be doing, at least out of university, so that I can generate income. And I don't know. I don't want to seem ungrateful and like I'm complaining about, working and making money, because I do realize that I'm very privileged to be able to have a job. And I work from home, which is like amazing. And I know that that is something that a lot of people want. And that's something that, is not like, both of my parents are blue collar workers and they're service workers. And I am definitely not taking, the position that I have for granted, because I realize that I wake up, turn my laptop on and work, and I don't have to do any like physical labor. I've been dealt a very, very lucky hand. And sometimes it makes me feel guilty for feeling the way that I feel about my job, and about, the prospect of continuing in this way after I graduate. But then I realize that I don't, just because other people have it worse, or like they have different circumstances, it shouldn't mean that I should suppress my own feelings about things. And I mean, I think that there's a lot of considerations, when it comes to, considerations you have to make when it comes to, finding a job that you like and that you're valued at and that people respect you there. And I'm just sort of thinking about that, and my position as a woman of color, and sort of what that means in terms of the people that I work with and who I should surround myself with. Again, not getting into too much detail, that's sort of what I want to put out there today. And I hope I haven't put anybody in a bad mood thinking about, that they have to work or whatever it is, if that's something that you are currently thinking about. I only hope that, I spark a conversation perhaps, or maybe you spark a thought, of, perhaps pursuing something that you want to do, or if you're in a place, environment that you like and you want to develop it even more, to speak up and communicate and do the necessary things to make yourself feel comfortable in that environment. That's sort of where I'm at today. So the first song I'm going to be playing for all of you is called No Angels by the Blue Stones. And I hope that you enjoy.
On my mind, but I can't help myself.
The last two songs that I played were called Arone by Jackson Ramsey. Jackson Ramsey is a band from Vancouver. They are a two-piece band, and I saw them perform last week, and this is how I heard about them, at Redgate for CITR Shindig, which is their Battle of the Bands. I believe that this is the first year they've done it since COVID. I think that it was canceled in both 2020 and 2021, so it's really exciting that this is the first year in a while, and Jackson Ramsey is not going to be playing tonight, but there's going to be four other bands who are battling. I think there is a total of 18 bands or 16 bands, and I don't know the names of all of them who are going to be playing at Redgate tonight. The show's at 9 p.m., but one of them is called Empanadas Illegales. They are one of my favorite Vancouver bands. And so yeah, we love Jackson Ramsey's energy. They were just amazing. So that's Arone. And Automatic Worry, by Be Afraid was, the last one that you heard. The next one is called Corner Babe by Babe Corner and Do Hickey Cubicle. And then A Thousand Distant Suns by Lovely Company. And I hope you enjoy.